An American soldier to Jim's right jumped out of his helicopter and immediately began firing wildly. Jim shouted at him to stop, but the soldier couldn't hear him. So Jim leapt on him and wrestled him to the ground. Jesus, thought Jim. And then a sniper fired a single shot from somewhere into Jim's platoon. Everyone just stood there. The sniper fired again, and the Americans started running towards the one and only palm tree in sight. Jim was running so fast that he skidded face first into it. He heard someone behind him shout, "VC in black pajamas, 100 meters!" About 20 seconds later, Jim thought to himself, "Why is nobody shooting? What are they waiting for? They can't be waiting for me to instruct them to shoot, can they?" "Take him out!" screamed Jim. And so the soldiers started shooting, and when it was over, a small team walked forward to find the body. But for all the gunfire, they had failed to hit the sniper. How had that happened? Then a soldier yelled, "It's a woman!" "Oh, shit," thought Jim. "How do we deal with this?" Moments later, the sniper killed one of Jim's soldiers with a bullet through his lungs. His name was Private First Class Shaw. "In Vietnam," said Jim, "I felt like tire rubber. The politicians just waved me off. I had to write the letters to the mothers and the fathers of the soldiers who were killed in my unit." And when he got home to America, it was his job to drive out into the countryside to meet these parents and give them citations and the personal belongings of their dead children. It was during these long drives that Jim replayed in his mind the moments that had led to the death of Private First Class Shaw. Jim had yelled for his soldiers to kill the sniper, and they had all, as one and with every shot, fired high. This came to be understood as a common reaction when fresh soldiers fire on humans, Jim said. It is not a natural thing to shoot people. What Jim had seen tallied with studies conducted after the Second World War by the military historian, General S. L. A. Marshall. He interviewed thousands of American infantrymen and concluded that only 15 to 20% of them had actually shot to kill.